This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. It goes without saying that we all have to make decisions of one kind or another. Now, there's no option unless you're like the grandson who attended his grandparents' 60th wedding anniversary. There were the usual speeches, and the grandson asked Granddad, "How did you manage to stay married to the same woman for 60 years?" With a wink and a smile, the old man said, "When we were first married, your grandmother and I came to an agreement. I would make all the major decisions and my wife would make all the minor decisions." At this point, Grandma came in also with a smile, and she said, "In our 60 years of marriage, we've never needed to make a major decision." Funny, isn't it, how decisions are made? Some work out for the best, while others are really not the best kind. And you know what I mean. The truth is, of course, that life is filled with many choices, and many of them are not the kind that we would choose for ourselves. Sometimes things happen. We are forced to make a decision about something we don't want. Sometimes we make hasty decisions that we regret later on. Robert Schuller, in his very popular book, Tough Times Never Last, But Tough People Do, he said he remembered one winter his dad needed some firewood and he found a dead tree and chopped it down. When the spring came, the new shoots sprouted around the trunk, and Mr. Schuller said to his son, "Well, I thought it was dead. The leaves had all dropped in winter. It was so cold that the twigs snapped as if there was no life left in that old tree. But now I see that there was life at the taproot." So Bob, he said to his son, "Don't forget this lesson. Never cut a tree down in winter time. Never make a negative decision in the low time of your life. Never make the most important decision when you're in the worst mood," he said. "Wait. Be patient," he said. "The storm will pass and the spring will come." Now, I thought that's a really good story. It has a good lesson. It's true. Never cut a tree down in winter, he said. Never make a hasty decision at the wrong time in your life. Well, in fact, the scripture says in Proverbs 13:16, "If you have good sense, you will act sensibly, but fools act like fools." I guess you, like me, have made some unwise decisions. I certainly have. And if I could wind that clock back, I would certainly have done things differently. But do you know that it takes courage to make right decisions? And having faith in God is a big help in that process. Faith means doing the right thing in spite of the consequences. For example, Moses could have spent a few years in the palace of Egypt, but he made a decision to accept God's plan, and he had to put up the consequences of that. And he understood, I think, quite clearly that obeying God and going with the choices there is more important than anything else. So what I'm saying here is that choice, not chance, determines destiny, because good decisions have nothing to do with luck, but it's got everything to do with good sense and also a trust in the Lord, because Proverbs 2 verse 6 says, "All wisdom comes from the Lord, so do common sense and understanding." So we can always start with our God, a living God, a loving God. He's always the starting point. So when you need to make a decision, an important decision, I think the best question to ask is, what does the Bible say? After all, the Bible, God's Word, is a lamp for our feet, a light for our path. After all, we should respect and obey the Lord. And then the rest of life, of course, will make sense. He is our Father, we are His children, and it means being in the presence of God all the time, even on those days when you don't feel like it. God is still there, because we're talking about His values, the eternal values that supersede ours. Because the Bible says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes." That's Proverbs 3:5-7. So here's the answer to making decisions, to trust in the Lord. And I think the key word is trust, because God is totally reliable and dependable, and it's impossible actually for Him to make a mistake. Well, Father God, we know that you're there, that you're always there, and you always have been, because you are an eternal God. You are an everlasting God before my time, and you hold my hand today. And Lord, you will be our rear guard. You'll protect our going out and our going in, because your grace is all sufficient. We thank you. Help us to make wise decisions. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.